Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next, we are remembering the 50th anniversary of mankind's first walk on the moon, the Apollo 11 mission. Jim Ryan is joining us this morning from Texas, and a lot happening there to remember this day, right, Jim?
Right, yeah. The Johnson Space Center has events going on all week at the Kennedy Space Center today at Cape Canaveral. The Apollo 11's astronauts will be returning today to the exact spot from which they flew to the moon. The launch was 50 years ago today, the launch that eventually ended with those two, with the astronauts walking on the moon. Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins will be at Kennedy Space Center's Launch Complex 39A today. They'll mark that precise moment, 9:32 a.m., July 16th, 1969, that the rocket lifted off, Apollo 11.
Yeah, that is incredible to think. There's going to be not just for the launch, but I'm guessing celebrations all week long going up to, is it Saturday, the day, the 50th anniversary of the actual landing?
Yes, the actual walk on the moon happened on the 20th of July, 1969. So there are things to happen all week long. There'll be concerts at both Johnson Space Center at Houston and at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. There'll be talks going on, lectures given, kids will be there. Really being a remarkable time to remember a remarkable achievement.
Yeah, and I saw too that at the Johnson Space Center, I believe it is in Houston, they've actually recreated the control room exactly how it was.
I'm going to be down there later this week, and I just can't wait to see it, to see the actual, they've got it staged exactly the way it was, the same colors, the same green screens, the monitors there, and the big screen there on the wall that was showing the progress of Apollo 11 as it was making its way, orbiting the Earth, and then headed off to the moon.
And that would be cool to see, because how often, Jim, do you hear that, we made it to the moon on less technology that's in your pocket, on your phone right now, and then you get to kind of see it in action.
Well, right. Well, SpaceX, the new company that is launching rockets, has a pretty sizable staff. But it took 400,000 people working at every stage, from the astronauts, of course, to the launch commanders, but to the people who built the rocket, the ones who created the spacesuits to put the Apollo mission in orbit and on the moon.
All right, stunning that it's been 50 years. Jim, thanks. Jim Ryan joining us this morning from Texas.
Right, pretty cool stuff going on this week.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.